Dudamel.
Wait. Oh, I didn't have a pocket all
Dudamel. Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. So we are here in chapter 2. Chapter 2 very fast. We start from last week. So today we're going to finish chapter 2. And chapter 2 first, actually, I just a little bit reviews. Chapter 1, we talk about bodhicitta, yeah? Bodhicitta, and then what do you say? Object of bodhicitta, and activity of action of bodhicitta, and the cause of bodhicitta, and the result of bodhicitta, and then accompany of bodhicitta. All those things. There are also two types of bodhicitta: engaging bodhicitta and wishing bodhicitta. Those all, yeah. So then, once we generate in bodhicitta, then what do we have to, or what do we have to do for generating bodhicitta? We have to accumulate merits, yeah. That's why is chapter 2 is related to the chapter 1, yeah. Okay, if you generate bodhicitta, what should we do? Well, you have to accumulate merit. Once you don't accumulate merit, then you cannot generate bodhicitta, yeah? That's why here we are talking about accumulate merit. Then how we accumulate merit? We're talking about 7 limbs. I mentioned that 7 limbs is really essential to whatever you start to do practice. Even you do ritual, even you do teaching, whatever, 7 limbs is kind of preliminary to do something, yeah? 7 limbs. 7 limbs is essential to do ritual or to do meditation, whatever, is we have to do 7 limbs, yeah? Everybody know there are 7 limbs, yeah? Chatse is a prostration, then offering, then chatsewa chuji, shaba, confession. Jisiran, rejoice, then what is requires, so on the then Jisiran, Jisiran, so on. Gyawa Junsi, and then, how do you say, dedication. Yeah, yeah, entering Nirvana and dedication, yeah. Yeah, those all are kind of 7 limbs, yeah. 7 limbs. I mentioned that also last week we show people how to do prostration. When you do prostration, then all kind of symbol of prostration, doing these, then the kind of this shape of your hand, yeah? This is shape, is like, I mentioned that last week. When you do this, what symbol? Outside. It's from body. There are like, yeah, there are two form body. Yeah, there are two truth, yeah? Dhammakaya and Nibbukaya, yeah? Rupakaya, yeah? Dhammakaya and Rupakaya. This is represent Rupakaya. It's form body. Then when you do this and put inside like kind of empty, it's kind of represent what we say, Dhammakaya. Yeah, Dhammakaya. We have to know this, you know? Don't only do this way. You have to know all those symbols. You know, so when you, because in when you do prostration, then we put 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah? This is kind of way to do Tibetan tradition. Why would you put here? Because we reside in Guru, yeah? Guru, then Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, yeah? If you're just doing like Indian traditional or those, the 1, 2, 3. Yeah? Yeah, 3, yeah? So, actually, we do like 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah? Those all represent like Guru, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. When you touch on your crown here, you can visualize that purify all your three doors. Yeah, negativities. So you can visualize all Buddha's three doors, virtues, descending on your body and purify. That's all kind of you can visualize, yeah? Then when you do procession, you sleep, yeah? You put your hand, this side, in Tibetan, we usually say like, right hand is kind of virtuous, and left hand is kind of non-virtuous, yeah? It's kind of symbol. Because when you do Sakyamuni Stupa, yeah? When you do Sakyamuni Stupa, you go right...
Clockwise.
Yeah, this way, yeah? Yeah, clockwise, right, clockwise, yeah? Because clockwise is kind of right-hand side, yeah? It means you go like virtuous land. And if you go like left, then you go non-virtuous land. Even you do water bowl, yeah? You offer right side. First, you do offer right side. You cannot offer from left side. Everything do right side. It kind of means kind of virtuous side. Yeah. Okay, that's... Yeah, right side, yeah, right. Yeah.
But it's going towards the right.
Yeah, right side, towards the right side, yeah. If I do water bowl, I go like this way. One, two, three.
Left, you go towards the right.
Yeah, right side, I don't know how to... But anyway, you do right side, I don't know. Right side, when you start from here. When I do water bowl here,
yeah,
this way. Yeah, I go this way. Okay, I start from go this way. And then when I do this, go this way. Yeah, this way, yeah, just. Yeah, this way. Yeah, you cannot go back from here. Go this way, yeah, right side. This is clear, you know, even you see hand palm of liberation, it's really clear how to do water bowl. Before we mentioned that, yeah, when you do water bowl offering, how we do everything we already explained. When you do, those all we have to know, even we are Buddhists, you know. How to do prostration or offering. Then also we mentioned then the confess. Yeah, now here we are confession. Because we really accumulate a lot of kind of non-virtues. Because we get initiation, then we have lots of tantra vow, tantra commitment, and bodhicitta commitment, bodhisattva commitment, refuge commitment, a lot of commitment. We easy to make commitment, but it's very difficult to protect your commitment, yeah? So that's why, because we accumulate lots of non-virtues, that's why we have to confess your negativities, accumulate non-virtues. Even we do like every morning. You have to do every morning in front of Buddha, in front of your altar. Yeah, confess. When you do confess, you can recite 100 syllable mantra, and so you can do 3 prostration. When you do confess by 3 opponent power, 4 opponent power. Doing confession with 4 opponent power is really important. Even you accumulate like very bad karma, yeah, very very bad karma, you can confess. You can purify by 3 opponent power. 4 opponent power. Yeah. But our kind of those self-grasping, all those ignorances cannot confess by 4 opponent power. Yeah. 4 opponent power, we like kind of if accumulate bad karma, like from 3 doors. Yeah. Body, action of your body, action of your speech, action of your mental. All those bad karmas can confess by 4 opponent power, yeah? That's what we say, like, even you accumulate bad karma, that killing our heart or killing parents, you can confess by 4 opponent power, yeah? That's why. So when we... When you try to confess, you recite 100 syllable mantra. So you can, actually we have monks, they have specific to recite. Because we have to confess a lot, yeah? Monk's vow is too much vow. A lot of commitment. Yeah. So we have to confess every morning. So, yeah, because we have vow, because, yeah, monks team Nija, which is 253, we have to check that. So, but our lay people, we have commitment from the Tantra vow, yeah? Lots of Tantra. Everybody know Tantra vow, yeah? They are Zatung Bambo. Tantra vow, they are also Bodhicitta vow, those all, yeah? So, so when you do confess, there are four, yeah? Dinjita is power of relying, yeah? Power of relying. Power of relying is kind of object of your refuge. Like you can confess in front of Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, confess by. You then, Nyebukundachivitab is kind of power of antidote, yeah? Power of antidote when you recite kind of mantra, 100 silver mantra, and 35 Buddha's name is power of antidote, yeah? So, number Sanjimbita is power of, what is it? Confession, yeah. Power of confession. Power of confession means you really have to see is the result of your negative, yeah? Result of virtues, yeah? Result of non-virtues. Yeah, when you see result of non-virtues, then it will help you encourage to confess it. If you don't see it, result of negative, yeah? Then we don't care. We don't care, we just ignore. Then, when you see kind of result of negatives, result of non-virtues, then you really make commitment. I really don't want to do it. I really don't want to do it again. Even we see like result of angry, well, those are really bad, you know. It's clear, it's really obvious, clear, yeah, that it's bad, make you unhappy. That's why I anger myself, why I make unhappy myself. You see all result. Once you see result of kind of all those negativities, then you make commitment. It's really bad. It's hurt myself. I don't want to do it. Just like this, yeah? So, you confess in front of three refuges, yeah? Three refuges. Here now we, from the, we today we're going to talk about three refuges. Everybody know there are three refuges, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Then, also I mentioned that we have to know how to take refuge. Yeah? I mentioned that it doesn't mean Buddhist. Oh, I just took refuge today from Rinpoche. I'm Buddhist. Because I took refuge from Rinpoche. Buddhist means, okay, you have to really strong fear to, some suffering of Sali. Okay? Once you have really have to have fear of Sakara and from suckling of samsara, protect us, rescue us from suckling of samsara, is only Buddha can, what do you say?
Save.
Yeah, only Buddha can save. That's kind of belief you have to have, faith you have to have. Yeah? Only Buddha has power to us save from cycle of samsara. There's really strong belief. You have to have strong belief. Once you have belief, then when you recite, actually there are lots of refuge verse, yeah? Buddha Dhamma refuge verse. There's also long verse. When you recite it, you just visualize, today I'm really cycling in samsara. I have lots of suffering. Since I rebirth, I have already suckling in samsara, so I really don't have potential to come out from samsara moment now. Now everything in your hand. Now you have only You are the only one person who can protect me from samsara. Whatever I do is in your hand. Please, you do it for me, just like strongly. Yeah? Sometimes just like if we go somewhere, we almost maybe like, if you want to require some police or somewhere, yeah? We are really fall in problem, yeah? Very serious problem. Then you have to request, yeah? So today I have really problem. It's really problem situation. I'm really serious in situation. Please, you can do it. Whatever you can do, please do for me. I couldn't do anything. Please, it's your hand. You can do it for me. If you take me your home, if you maybe put somewhere, it's whatever you can do, do it for me. It's your hand. I'm in desperate, yeah? I'm in desperate. Please help me for do it. Just like this, when you go to refuge. Buddha, whatever you do for me, it's your hand. Yeah. Just, yeah, it's really feel like with cry. Feel like with cry, yeah? Yeah. Doing some refuge with very cry in your mind. Yeah, then sometimes that's why faith can help us to protect, yeah? We don't have really strong faith. That's why we like, because in the preview we say Atisha when he recite Tara Mantra, yeah? When he recite Tara Mantra, then when he, Atisha, he was really very, very sick, serious. He's kind of, his sickness is kind of incurable. It's kind of incurable. And then he was in despair to do something, yeah? Then he recite. He has kind of Tara Distanga, yeah? In his room. Then he visualize and then recite. Then, yeah, pray for Tara. And immediately Tara asked him, recite him few verse. Then Tara told him, you recite this verse and then you will going to be cured. You're going to be okay. You're going to be better. Yeah, since that then he was better. He was getting better. Yeah, that is kind of, sometimes it's, even in church, Catholic, they say God something. Maybe sometimes I think so. Sometimes if you have strong belief, faith, then maybe it's, you feel something here or talk or something, yeah? It's, that's his kind of belief side, faith side. But our side is not only enough faith, not only enough belief. We have to study, yeah? Study, because we want to attain in Latin. Yeah, that's why. Okay, so here, the refuge here, sorry about that. Okay, refuge. Actually, we, through refuge, then, how are, you have to know that, how are object of through refuge, yeah? Three, object of through refuges. How object of through refuges appropriate to go to refuge? That means we have to know qualities. Three objects, qualities. Yeah? Then we have to know that kind of Jamdu Labja, a device of refuge. What is a device of refuge? Then what are the vow of refuge? All those we have to know, yeah? So vow of refuge and a device of refuge. If you know that those all kind of qualities, all those instructions, then your refuge will be very strong. Your refuge will be meaningful. Yeah? Because we just recite Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, then you cannot visualize all kind of qualities, yeah? Yeah, once you recite all those qualities and all those beneficial, then your refuge will be meaningful, yeah? It's stronger, so effective. Yeah, then actually there are when you go to refuge, there are two ways of refuge, yeah? It's Mahayana refuge and Hinayana refuge. Mahayana refuge and Hinayana refuge. Then Mahayana, Hinayana refuge, just like we go to refuge Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha for come out from temporary samsara. Then Hinayana refuge, we go to refuge for the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha for attain enlightenment for sake of all sentient beings. Yeah. Because Hinayana refuge is really combined with bodhicitta mind. Yeah, motivation of bodhicitta mind. All sake of sentient beings. Yeah, then also this advice of refuge. There are two types of chandru lavja, sosu lavja, tomog lavja is individual advice and common advice. Yeah, chandru lavja. That's all. Today I think maybe it's better to say here is everybody learn, you know, something. Is individual advice. Once you go to refuge, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, you cannot take refuge all the deity. Other, you cannot take refuge other kind of gods, goddess, like kind of, what do you say? It is Muslim God, what do you say? Allah, you cannot take refuge, Allah, you cannot request Allah, me, Allah to protect me from samsara or something, yeah? You cannot take refuge. Other god and goddess, worldly gods, yeah? Once you take refuge, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, this is advice, okay? You have to listen, okay? Sanjaya, when you go to refuge to Buddha, you cannot take refuge to those Allah or those other deity, okay? Deity, worldly gods, yeah? So, chula chos sona, sungjela nubi chachu, pamsun bons, chawa chuba. First, once you take refuge Buddha, yeah, you cannot take refuge all the goddess or deities, yeah. When you take refuge to Buddha, what should we do? Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, yeah. This is all from the advice, okay. When you take refuge to Buddha, Dhamma, Chachu Tam Sumpong. Chachu means sin, reputation, then Chawa Chuba. It's dependent, it's like Chachu, action or behavior. Action, behavior. Okay, like action, behavior, reputation. You have to avoid once you take refuge to Dharma. It means you cannot really show kind of behavior to hurt other people. You cannot action to hurt other people. Okay. You cannot try to gain or try to get reputation. Once you try to get, while you are doing practice Dhamma, yeah, if you try to get kind of reputation, your practice will be, diminished. It doesn't work that much, you know. So, okay, I got teaching from Dalai Lama. I did from this. I did like maybe all those things. You just try to know people, yeah? Yeah? It's kind of, it will be like reputation. It will cause to lose your merit. Yeah? So, that's when you take refuge to Dhamma, his advice is here, good advice, yeah? so just like us, it's a family, of course, yeah. Okay, my kid is doing here. You have to share. This is family. I don't want to. You say you don't share other people. This is kind of worldly people's share to other people. Well, my kids graduated from here. He got a good job. And then every mom say like, okay, my son does this. My daughter do this. And he's doing good job and something. Yeah. This is kind of the parents, they're proud of their kids. They share other people. It's fine. But don't share your side. Like I did, like kind of God, a lot of teachings to know other people, try to get reputation, yeah? Yeah, this kind of things you cannot do. Then, once you go to refuge, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, yeah? Gendola cho suna sanjeji chulu da tawa da mintebi, muta nyao da mundobas. Once you, actually, this is kind of, is a little bit, once you take refuge, Sangha, yeah? you really cannot associate it or kind of live together with non-Buddhists. But this is kind of weird, but actually you can live, but it's difficult for me. I live together. No association.
For months or for?
For all, once you are old people, yeah. But you can live together, it's fine, it's no associate. Yeah, actually they say, don't do like, is that kind of associate, because we have to find it, it's kind of mother, and we want to live with mother, yeah? We have to live with our mom, parents, but you, so... he's not good. No. Yeah, you have to make best friend, because it's really true, but it's like kind of don't follow their rule, your friends, each other's rule. It means main point is really don't follow each other's rule, really don't follow each other's view. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, now I make it. It's burning now. My brain is starting to burn. Yeah, it's associate means don't follow each other's view. Yeah, all each other's view. Yeah. Because if you follow each other's view, then you convert each other, and then.
You don't follow other
non-Buddhist views. Yeah. It's kind of view that related to the Buddha's, yeah? Teaching, yeah, kind of that, yeah. It makes sense, yeah? Then, Sanje Kunyela, because here in the Buddha, no Buddha, once in India, everybody heard about that, yeah? In Tsopema, they really build a guru statue, very, very big, very, very big. And then they invited him to there, his host invited him to there. And then he told them, I'm really honorable to be here, and thank you very much. But you build very big statue, but like me, I don't like that much, he said, because big statue is always just like this and doesn't talk, nothing to do. Is somebody think that this is real Buddha, real Guru Rinpoche, yeah? But main point is how to take refuge. Yeah, go to take refuge. So here is statue is not really Buddha, but we regard as Buddha. Regard as Buddha. Regard as Buddha is in front of us. Yeah? That's why, even you say somebody, when I ask somebody, which Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, yeah? Which one is Dharma? They don't say truth of cessation, truth of path. This is real Dharma, yeah? Dharma, there are Buddha, Dharma. There are two types of Dharma. Conventional Dharma and ultimate Dharma. Conventional Dharma is like these old textbooks are conventional Dharma. It's not real Dharma, yeah? But you regard as ultimate Dharma. Why we regard these teachings as ultimate Dharma? Why? Because truth of path, truth of cessation, all those subjects include in this teaching, come from in this teaching, yeah? That's why we regard it. Actually, even, yeah, this one, yeah. Then, five. Because usually, even in Tibetan, all those teachings come from Buddha, yeah? All those teachings come from Buddha. There's not any teaching not coming from Buddha, yeah? So once you see teaching, no jump on teaching. on the book. Because all Buddha's object of our refuge, yeah, you cannot jump on those teachings. Yeah, even those books, even this kind of Buddha's teaching, one verse, yeah, you cannot walk over this. You have to put highway.
Oh, you can't step over.
Yeah, you cannot step over. Yeah, you cannot jump. You cannot step over. Yeah, because that's why, yeah, that means we respect. Yeah, object of refuge. Even those teaching, yeah, you have to put on somewhere, yeah, we are put higher. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, once we go to refuge, yeah, then Roshun Tatsun Zembala Gendun Mujin Dishijana Josun Rojins. Actually, because in Tibetan way, we really respect to monk, yeah? I think, okay, monk is special. We have to offer, we have to cook, we have to do everything. It doesn't mean like kind of spoil monk, yeah? It means you regard monk as Sangha, ultimate Sangha. Ultimate Sangha, yeah? That's why once you see every monk, you regard monk as ultimate Sangha, yeah? But now century, there are lots of different monks, fake monks, or even they wear monk's robe, they are not monk, different monks, but don't care. It's your side, just respect. Yeah? You don't have to disrespect. Okay, I don't know this monk, because there are lots of fake monks, there are cheating monks, lots of monks. If you kind of think that, you accumulate non-virtues yourself, accumulate bad merit by yourself. Yeah? Don't care, but you just respect, you know? Once you respect, you don't have to get teaching, you don't have to do. If you really want to get teaching, you have to analyze, yeah? You just respect, you just nice to them, you accumulate merit. Yeah? That's why we say, you really have to be careful your actions, three doors actions. We accumulate bad merit from three doors action, yeah? This is one advice, okay? Then, Sanjela, now there are six individual advice, yeah? Now, there is a common advice. Sanjela, just so on Jideji, Landejela, Chio, Mujude, oh, sorry, here. Okay. Kunjuzu Susu Yande Tene Yanda Yanda Chundwas Tomogloja is kind of there are six individual advice and six common advice. Once you go to refuge, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, you really have to often to think qualities of those Buddha, Dharma, Sanghas. Qualities, yeah? Thus you have to know those all qualities. Then, kaden tene jund chuba machiba la tuzon la chuba rembu. Also, we have to remember his second advice, okay? We have to remember Buddha's kindness. Once you remember Buddha's kindness, then you offer, kind of do water bowl or something for the, even if you cannot do every day, you can do on special day. But in Tibet, once you eat lunch, dinner, when you like kind of cook special food, they put food there. Yeah? Before you offer your family, they put on one bowl, put on your altar. Sometimes there in Tibet, there is the Tibetan favorite food is dumpling. Dumpling, yeah? Dumpling, yeah? When they make dumpling, before family eat, yeah? One dumpling they put in front of statue, Buddha statue, they offer. Yeah, that means you respect. Yeah. Also is a special festival or something, you can do candlelight or some water offering in front of your altar. It's really good for all of us lay people, yeah. Usually in Tibetan we say always when we swear, yeah? In America, swear God, I didn't do this, yeah? Kind of swear, yeah? But in Tibetan, we say, I swear three jewel kunjus. You cannot use kind of this word with play. Just like here we say, like, I swear God. It's really easy to say. If you think that people don't believe you, yeah? Then you say, I swear God. But our Buddhists, you cannot say, I swear three jewel. Yeah, it's kind of, don't use with kind of, used to make people believe, understand something, yeah? Yeah, you cannot use this, yeah. Then, Dwajin la Kunjo Sumjin, Dejin, Chongolan Govas. This is real good for us. Dwajin. Also, you have to tell other peoples to three jewel qualities and try to, they, to go refuge, three jewel. Now, you try to do your sincerity, yeah? Sincere, yeah? But here, if we do this, they think we try to convert. Yeah, it's really, but as much as you can do, explain them three jewels qualities, other people, yeah? Help them to how to go to take refuge with the Dhamma Sangha, yeah? Then, Rala Chidu Lenye da Chawa Sangye Kangchun, Kunchu la Lekene Chebas. Then, the other advice, when you have problem, or whether not problem, yeah? When you have problem, or whether not problem, you have to enter to Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha to help you. I don't know how to say. Even we really like, when you have problem or no problem, yeah? Sometimes people like when I seek, yeah? Okay, please help me to do puja or something. Then you start to take refuge, start to recite something. Oh, Ramaji, I seek, what should I recite? What should I do, yeah? Once you have problem, you start to take refuge. Once you don't have problem, it's just like a little bit kind of ignore, yeah? You're really forget about that. Forgettable. You're really not in serious, yeah? You have problem or no problem, you have to enter to Buddha, always. You have to enter to Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, always. You have to pray Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha all the time, even you have problem or no problem. Yeah? Yeah, trust. Yeah, you have to trust. Yeah, wherever when they start to seek or problem, then they start to pray or something, yeah? You have to pray every time. Then, Diba Mege Chupung Kantu Das, and Gyawanare La Majun Du Kanti. Then try to avoid any of 10 non-virtues and try to accumulate 10 virtues. This is a kind of advice from the refuge, yeah? Refuge. There are individual advice and common advice and beneficial of refuge, object of refuge, qualities of object of refuge, yeah? Those all we have to, is really all of us to know. Then we go just, I think so, I already kind of summarized from here. And then I just recite already. Main point that, okay, from the teaching. Yeah, all those, yeah, so. Oh, Nimala. Oh, Nimala, that's really. See you, go to bed.
Now, go to
Oh, last one, Nimala. Ani, that's the name of Chongdogi, that. That Chongdogi, the name of Kondabash, that turned out, don't know what the animals of the Smashu signs. Kings and the Tangas and the name of Machosha and the Rada. Machosha is.
We have gone through the essential meaning of taking refuge in three jewels. So now on, from now on, I will be reading through the text.
Yeah, then ngani du dure ja shuluka ji she den je ji ji she ji
ji she ge erim
ji she den da she ji nga zo ge zo jo an do ingon la jo
o las las las
do che bi ta san ba
ji she ge that was essential comfort refuge to dharma ji she ge im bar mi che
la zo she den da she ji
o she den da she ge las
Right now, I go for refuge to the protector of Dhrishya. That's what I'm saying. I'm
saying.
I'm saying. अनि ये तरी नहीं है अनि चौरांस ले या अनि सांचे कुछ चू कुछ गेंदो कुछ सब चीज छेगी ये से तेरे जाता
So let's read to the verse 47. Right now I go for refuge to the protectors of the world whose power is great, to the genas who strive to protect the world and hold and who eliminate every fears. Likewise, I earnestly go for refuge to the dharma. That is mastered by means that inhalates the fear of the cyclic existence and to the assembly of the bodhisattvas as well. So these two the verses are taking refuge in individuals by entrusting your entire spiritual quest to the three jewels and asking that you are the only refuge to whom I take refuge. Henceforth, I have no other object of refuge in.
Oh, the jhendu zhala dhani bin jambi yala dhani ji dhaji rindu uwa ji tu. Ta chandru ki chanda dodo chandru ki kari balaya ji ngay shirra chi ni sikang roba chi ngay meba chi. That the end of the Muddin and Dani Susula, the Padniki, Machabda, Machmaruva Cheda, La Jura, Chabda, Chabda.
So then, trembling with fear, I offer myself to the Samatha Bhatra, and of my own will, I offer myself to Manjugogas. Terrified, mournful cry to the protectors of Avalokita. Whose conduct overflow with compassion, that he may protect me, sinners. So now you're asking the three jewels to protect yourself, just as a very destitute being who is overwhelmed by sickness, and looking for a help, and asking someone to help you to really to alleviate sickness. In the same three jewels, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, you are the only one to protect me from this of samsara or the cyclic existence. So therefore, from today to live from this samsara.
Dijen dala chob dosa phaba nangi ni bo da sai ni bo ta da ni tuje chengo ta je ni ne wo de bo kashi to la so da na ta ni sha ya de so gi da kan da che yin lo
verified the sick sick I earnestly invoke a noble Kasagarbha fortunes
o de je da de ni na ma ta nge cho so ne gar che gi ni so de sam ba le nge cho so ne sa je che ra gi an gar sum ba ne nge ta ga na so te la te ne nge di ba ma bu ji sa yo re di in za de ni gi di bi gi wa gi an da chi nga kho da ni su na lo la ya an ta da dus je lu de ore di in za ta nga अनि तेले या चौरो ची अनि ये छा घर सुंग यो बाइना अनि ये ते डुगी से दे ओ तीन जा अनि तद दिशे होरेस छनो घर सुंग बाइने दिगे डुगी अनि ना खवाले चौरो ची सन ओदरिदा
सो देन आफ्टर नेग्लेक्टिंग योर काउंसिल इन टेरर आई गो टू यू फॉर रेफ्यूज नाउ As I face this fear, swiftly remove my fear. So, up until now, I have been neglecting what you have said for me to do. So what you are making now is, you are making a pledge that you are committing yourself from now on. I will follow your advice. I will follow your counsel. And follow your counsel to really, whatever that you said for me to accomplish, I will do so myself, put forth effort to really to engaging in the actions that really enables me to accomplish accomplish the goal.
Oh, duje da thame ni jinjima ya mebi ngaje chago na ducha la so ni jahis du karas lo du zamale ngaru pe nasa nagu yo bai na to zubule nasa nagu yo na ngaju memba de de chegu do ngaju sina shujle do ta tne ji sina legi na ta ngaju ducha khondo ngaji mari ba duzogi da khwal lu de gi nasa de khuji yo re ta tulanga ji gi zubu gi nasa len ji ne tu ta to chegu yo bai na ta Quadang Yesung Dungele, Anichile, Anicalore, Tigi, Calore, Quadang Yesu Dungele, Lungegi, Ta, Anni Lungegi, Takanda Ju, Sinam Natsa Zongigi, Anni Ducha, Shedon Kundu, Najed Zudu, Munitan Yasu, Chuto, Che, good of good, Mebazo, good of goods, in the ins, Otan Rogereta.
So then the 54, the verse 54 here we read, even one one frightened by the fleeting illness would not discard the physician's advice. So how much more so on afflicted by the 444 diseases? So even if with the physical illnesses that we seek to alleviate ourselves, elevate ourselves from the physical sickness, then suddenly when it comes to the causes and conditions that that makes us wander within the cyclic existence in the particularly of the lower realms, and we must certainly we must seek for the causes and conditions to elevate yourself from the cause that give rise to wandering within the cyclic existence.
Oh, deja da teri ki jan zani na nebi mikun la chi na teda soi me jin chuna kani me jin na tela memba tham ji jin sumu tham bai kada me shi sim bai shind timu me bi ne es.
So then next verse is how to seek refuge, how to seek ourselves, and how to look for the how to look for taking refuge, is of which just one can inhalate all people living in Jambudeva, and for which a medicine is not found in any regions. If I discard the counsel of the omniscient physician who removes every pain, shame on extremely deluded one that I am.
Okay, now yansa thame chungula paye neba chaguna pasi tondun huai yori yansa meji gus.
If I stand very attentive, even on the small smaller cliff, then how much more stone and an enduring scheme of thousand legs.
Yeah, it's very clear, yeah? Yeah, so because even like us, when you try to climb on a mountain, yeah? Walk on the mountain. I walk with Jim last week. You walk on the mountain, up the mountain, yeah? You really have to be careful. You try to be careful. You don't want to fall down, yeah? You tried. That's why, if you really try to be careful, fell down or somewhere, when you even you drive a car, you don't want to be accident. You drive very careful, yeah? This is really kind of very small problem compared with fell in samsara. So, yeah? So that's why we have to be careful more than kind of problem that you're gonna have, like fell down or something. Yeah, it's like failing in samsara is very, very dangerous. Yeah, we already experienced that. All kind of. And that's why we have to be careful. How will we be careful to fail in samsara? We have to check your actions, like mouth, mental, physical action. Those three actions you have to check. Be careful. Yeah, those three actions. Then, deri kona mechishi dewaam duba rimaye, dani meban juyi du, deni dömi savanjiris.
It is inappropriate for me to be at ease, thinking just today that will not arrive. The time when I will not exist is inevitable.
Okay. Then dala manji si ichin dule chida ngetanji demi sawa manji na chida dai dawan dus.
Who can give me a fearlessness? How shall I escape? I shall certainly not exist. Why is my mind at ease?
Okay, this is really clear, yeah? You just don't think that, okay, that Qian Jiba is not only just scare. It's not enough just scare. You will see, you just scare, but it's not enough to just fear to die, yeah? You will see it. You will die, yeah? We will die. Okay, I fear to die. But just fear cannot stop to die. Anyway, we're going to die sooner or later. Yeah? We don't think that I'm young. Even I'm young, I'm dying. But I'm not that young. No. Okay, we're going to die, you know? Sooner or later, we're going to die. There's no sequence to die. But there's sequence, birth. Yeah? There's no sequence die. Yeah? So we're going to die. But when you say like, you have to see it, those kind of dying people, problem, sickness, when people they're sick, when people they're dying, then you have to pray. You remember you're going to die. It kind of remind us to practice impermanent, meditate on permanent. Also, it will help us, encourage to practice Dhamma. Okay, he's die, he's impermanent. Oh, I have to do it. I gonna die. Those people dying, yeah? When you hear people dying, it's warning us to, you gonna die soon. You have to do it, to do something, prepare. Yeah, that's why, yeah. Yeah, okay. Everybody good. Yeah, so then,
So next verse here we read, what of value has reminded with me from an earlier experience, which have disappeared and engrossed in which I neglected the counsel of spiritual mentor.
Okay, Sunsen Duda Tejenda, near the Shiba Nambani, Chibu Kashin Rogan, Zadan Mzakunji rooms.
Upon forsaking my relatives and friends, and this world of the living alone, I shall go elsewhere. What is the use of all my friends and enemies?
But we have strong attachment of family, kids, but it really cannot stop to right now, yeah? It's difficult, everybody. Everybody, can you stop to attach your wife, kids, families? No, it's difficult, yeah? It's difficult to stop right away, but we practice, you know? Even you practice like meditate on emptiness, practice on kind of death process, yeah? Those all things, how we apply when we gonna die, almost die. Yeah. How we use it. How we start to think. How we start to attach our family or relatives when we gonna almost die. Yeah. This is kind of us to how to apply when we gonna die. How we prepare to die. When you die, how are you going to do meditate on something? Stop those kind of attached to your relatives or families, yeah? So that's why people are very difficult to stop to attach all those things when you almost die. When we die, if you attach with something, then you, I don't know, your path is, it doesn't work, yeah? It's maybe you going to maybe attach, you die with attach your kind of family or some, your kind of house, all those things, then that's why they think like your spirit will come back and then harm maybe other people. Maybe knock door and open door. I come here and get my money. Yeah. Your spirit come, maybe knock door somewhere, yeah. Knock door, please. I have some money in my box, give me back. Yeah, that's why we practice Dhamma, how to stop it when you before die. How are you going to die very peacefully? Yeah? Yeah, this is, yeah, that's why we prepare to apply. Okay, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die this way or something, yeah? This is really important. Then, Migewale Dungenju, Tele Chita Ngetaji, Nyeseta Dagini, Dunyin Bashi Sambi Riz.
In that case, only this concern is appropriate for me day and night. How shall I surely escape suffering on account of that non-virtue?
Dani Mishit Dungu, Rajakana Madon, Chebi Diva Kaile, Kayarua Jiva Nams.
Whatever vice, whatever unnatural misdeeds, and whatever misdeed by prohibitions, I, an ignorant fool, have accumulated.
This is how do you confess? Because we accumulate kind of bad merits purposely. Or maybe we kind of accumulate bad merits that we don't know. Yeah? This is how to confess. Confess, accumulate bad merits that you don't know, or confess kind of bad accumulate merit that you know how to confess. Okay, then now here we're talking about how to confess. Shabitsu, yeah? Gombu shenga unsu de teja dungen jisim ji yanda yanda cha zhe de teta tangji shabar jis.
Terrified of sufferings, all this I confess, standing with folded hands in the presence of the protectors and bowing repeatedly. So you're making a confession, or here, confessing your negative deeds in the presence of the object of refuge, the Buddha, Dharma, or Sangha. So while you are actually making in this confession, and one must confess all the negative deeds that one may have committed, and having a genuine fear, the fear that not just on the surface level of fear, fairness, rather one's fear must be from the depth of one's heart. And you have such a fear, genuine fear, that you are actually, you know, trying yourself to free from that kind of fear in the presence of the object of refuge.
Tadne nama nga sugi nyebal el hado bas da dar da. Ta nyebal el hado bas da kan da nga su nyeba de toni, nyeba te ton, nyeba ti nyimi de ton, nyeba ti debu de ton, an dne ne nge de chegi me se la dar da. Kada tam cha de.
So last one is you're pledging that you will never repeat such a misdeed in the future by seeing the faults, by understanding, by, you know, realizing the faults of those negative deeds.
Dinza अने यदा कुन्यालय यदा ये यंगोंने ठाने की नों टूटा अन दीपा मिक्यो खर सायो भाई नया तेला याने जोबा सोरो नास अने लेंची याने ये धंधे की चीजी दीपी ले लया अने जुग में अने चीजी ना सोला पर भाई नया अने ये चरांगे का दंगे में दीपा तेले जुग में सेदा कांडा वो खेलें बताऊं चंडोजर.
So may the guides be aware of my transgression, together with my iniquity. O protectors, may I not commit this evil again. So you're confessing your negative deeds in the presence of the Buddha, and pledging yourself, you're committing yourself. Henceforth, I will never engage in such a misdeeds. I'll never engage in such misdeed, even the cost of my own life.
Oh, did you hear? I think so. Here we finish chapter two, and so I think so. We're not going to go chapter three. Yeah, maybe chapter three. Maybe next time. Next time we really not sure when. So, because next month we don't have teaching because some holidays. There are some holidays, and then last month we have Yamantaka. What is it? Puja, yeah. And then there's some holidays, kind of Mother Days or something. And I told Zoba maybe is keep those holidays for me. Spring break, just kidding. Yeah, I get permission from him. Spring break, yeah. So, so I think so. Yeah, but yeah. Then after Kinzuru Rinpoche came back, and then we would think. Yeah. So we start from chapter 3, and main point: if you review and I mentioned that it's really important, bodhicitta, compassion, renunciation. It's really, really important. And seven limbs, and three principles, and four opponent power. This is really appropriate for practice us to, appropriate for lay people. Yeah? It's not really that deep, like monks' subject, yeah? So, this really is kind of preliminary, yeah? This really you have to study really seriously, yeah? Okay, I think so we're going to stop here, yeah? So a little bit early. It's early, yeah. In my school, when teacher get me, in my school teacher, the students, they get out early, they're happy. That's why I think that maybe everybody, when teacher get out, some students, they say, teacher, oh, maybe today is better, no class. Can we let go out early? okay, then they're happy, yeah. Okay. Yeah, usually really is you have to put Dharma books or a little bit higher on table or something. But we really accumulate a lot of bad marriage. Then what say, jump on Dharma book or those? Yeah, those is really accumulate bad marriage. So that's why you know that you accumulate bad marriage. Yeah. So sometimes you confess, you recite, okay, I did lots of bad things, and maybe recite 100 silver mantra or something. Next time I really treat Dharma books very respectfully, and I don't want to step on these or those kind of. This Dharma book is really kind of source of our Buddha's teaching. Yeah, everything comes from. That's why Dharma book we have to regard as Dharma, ultimate Dharma. Yeah.
There's a mantra that I find in many Dharma books that says, you know, I printed in when I print out Sadhana, so I was printing it because I always want to step over them anyway. And it says that if you print this mantra inside of a book, then you purify later karma, you can finish the game by stepping over them. Sounds a little bit superstitious, but as a matter of precaution, I just print out many of these mantras and place it in every single Dharma book I have.
Oh, good.
I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, maybe you can. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you can give someone. I don't know that. But you can recite some mantra, 100 silver mantra, and confess. You know how to confess, yeah? Confess with 3-4 opponent powers. Okay, good questions. Yeah.
It means non-associate
means, listen, non-associate means it doesn't really associate with kind of, with a view, all views. Don't follow their all view. It's really main point that you can associate, you can make friend, you can talk, you can nice to them, but you don't have to follow all this view, all this opinion. Yeah, view, yeah, is the main point is they're talking about idea or view something, yeah.
From my perspective, I was thinking, since that's Mahesh now, Bodhisattva may have said, this was say
all. Yeah, say all Sanjambi, yeah.
How much of that is not Dhaka and Dhaki? So those higher well override
the Buddhism. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, of course.
And she always wants to bless me. And then she walks to me and then she touched my hand. She starts doing like a God's Father and Jesus and whatever. And she says stuff like that. Should I tell her not to do that? I allow her to do that because the good intention that she has to, like, to bless me or something.
Ask you to bless, yeah?
She's the one that blessed me.
Oh, yeah, just let her do, but you don't have to follow.
No, I don't have to follow.
Yeah, you don't have to follow, and you don't have to visualize nothing. No? When she said Jesus or something, you visualize Buddha, Dhamma, something.
Yeah.
When she said Jesus, you said Dhamma, Buddha, Sangha. You can feel that, you can feel that Buddha touch on my head. Yeah, you switch your motivation. Yeah, it's, yeah. Let her touch, it's okay.
But it's okay.
Yeah, just.
Because the motivation that she wants to, like,
yeah,
protect
or something, I don't know. Yeah. Okay, then, more questions? Okay.
So, some of our protectors are worldly gods, right? They are not Buddha, but they're Sangha.
No.
They're not Sangha?
Yeah, even we mentioned that, even we, when you do like, even you meditate on married field, yeah? When you do last time we taught hand palm of liberation, when you visualize the married field, even worldly, in married field there are lots of deities, yeah? Idams, yeah? But you cannot put worldly deity in the married field. You cannot visualize. Yeah?
Is no worshiping.
Yeah, just like worldly deity. Worldly deity. Worldly means, here in worldly means kind of, in Tibetan, in Tibetan world there's a jiten padan, jiten lindeba. Banned worldly, yeah? Banned, yeah? Banned worldly and worldly. Banned worldly is kind of, it really refers to the aya. Yeah? Worldly is really refers to the lay people, laymen. Worldly. We say sosuchio. Sosuchio is individual person. Individual person means sosuchio. In Tibetan we say lay people, sosuchio. Individual person. Individual person means like only thinking about everything doing by yourself. Individual person. Sosuchio. Just see your side. Don't see any other side like kind of selflessness as a person or those things, yeah? Just see your side. Don't see other side. That means individual person. Worldly person. Yeah. It's kind of a worldly. Yeah, yeah, sosuchio, yeah, 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 yeah. 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 Good question, yeah.
What exactly qualifies something as worshipping? Because I like, to give an example, I like reggae music a lot, and reggae at its root tends to worship Jah in the music. So I'm conflicted as to whether I should listen to that kind of music anymore or if I should just try and stay away from it. So what exactly qualifies something as worship?
Actually, in Tibetan, there are really many ways to do worship, yeah? It's a kind of ritual. It's a part of a ritual, yeah? It's a ritual, there are many ways to do, like kind of usually in deities, dhaka, dakinis, they really kind of worship with music and last. Well, we have lots of bell and like drum, and even you do like worship for the Padang Lama, they have drum and they have what is it? This woo, yeah, trumpet, a lot of things. Yeah, yeah, it's.
So it is.
But if you really worship like Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, it's better to recite refuge verse. They have kind of each deity or each kind of object of worship. They have specific ritual puja. Yeah, ritual book. Yeah, even like if you worship Tsongkhapa, they have specific book for the praise for the Tsongkhapa, the Shajamuni, every kind of deity, they have kind of specific, yeah, specific,
mantra,
yeah, yeah, mantra or something, yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, she has one question. She's nervous.
Yeah, and then I met, and then they come over and show me the Buddha's, they say the gold plate and Buddha's picture, and that to me, and then they ask for money, and then of course I was thinking that is.
If they ask you money, this is really fake. That's me. Give you Buddha's statue and ask money, that is true, fake. Working for the money. Already signed, you know. No, but if people, we don't have to believe people said, yeah? If people said he's a fake monk. If somebody told me, okay, if somebody maybe tell you Rinpoche is a fake monk, you don't have to believe. You have to have proof. Once you get proof, evidence, then you can believe he's fake. You don't have to respect, yeah? But you don't have to believe people saying this is true. But these kind of monks who meet you, yeah? It's like kind of real, it's true, yeah? First time you give a statue, you ask money. The second time, again money. It means fake. They're doing some for the money.
Yeah, and then I did because I just respect Buddha, because I saw the Buddha's picture.
Tell them I don't have money.
That's make me.
I don't have money, and please teach me Dhamma. That's enough. Please. Yeah, just give 1 5 cents or 10 cents. Just do it. Just kidding. Tell them I don't have money.
No, because that monk said, I know you come from.
Recently, you see, really, it's really, this is really bad news. It's real. It's once in a Tibetan channel, they showed them. In Hong Kong, you know, they, a few monks, and they put on the. In video in Tibetan news, yeah, is real, is kind of those monks stand on the street, people come, invite, ask the money. When they give $50, we don't want this $50, not enough, more. You see, $50. Then they, after they give money, they put on the head something, blessing or something, yeah? Put on the head or blessing something. Once they, if I bless you, you need to give me $500 something. After bless me, they give you something and then get money like this. You see, yeah. This is actually like, you know, we are really, that's, we say like, it's sometimes like blessing is the teacher's blessing from the teaching. That's really serious. Yeah? It's really serious. Teacher's bless is applying for the teacher's teaching. Yeah? It's not from hand. It's this contaminated body. If I put my cup on your hand, you get blessed. I hit a little bit hard, you feel. Then maybe get blessed. Yeah? Yeah, the people like to touch, and this is kind of, it's, no real bless, but you can, something is help you to visualize or something, yeah? But that's what they do, yeah? I give you this, they put something in the cotton or something. This is only put on their head, and they get money. Yeah.
When I went to go visit Seattle, there was a monk, or, you know, somebody dressed like a monk, and he's in crutches, looks like his leg is broken. He comes up to me, just grabs my hand, puts like a little beaded mala in there, and then he's saying some prayers, so I'm just standing there. And then after that, he opens his book, writes $20, and he says, "You give me $20 now." And I'm like, and so I said, "Sorry, I don't have any money," so I just left.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, I just mentioned, just don't care, you see. If they ask you money, you don't have to criticize them and just say, "I don't have money. Please, I'm sorry, I don't have money." That's it, you know. But you maybe hold, okay, he's bad monk. Then if you criticize all other monks, yeah? If you criticize all other monks, then you accumulate bad merit yourself.
Actually,
it's not good.
Yeah.
That's why, yeah.
So,
it's really true, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next time,
there
is 2 o'clock on the podcast. 2 o'clock. It's followed by my favorite program, Dental Clinic.
Yeah. Yeah, send a kundalini. Okay.
Precious mind, realizing emptiness, I am one rising from, and that born and not in poverty, reason.